Welcome to another CL Food Innovation bonus episode of the Food Professor Podcast. Savannah and I were thrilled to be the official podcast of the CL Food Innovation Trade Show held in Montreal in April. For many, the first in-person event since the COVID era began 2 years ago. We had the opportunity to meet and get to know many food innovators and entrepreneurs, creators and makers from the many facets of the food industry. These are their stories. Pierre-Yves, welcome to the Food Professor Podcast. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm very fine. I'm a bit exhausted because we are just coming out of a big show, the Salon International de l'Alimentation in Montreal.
Yeah.
This is our first trade show for Vivenda Boreal, and it was a great experience so far.
Oh, fantastic. You know, I was in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago, and we all said the same thing. We're out of trade show shape. Like, you know, you almost need to get ready to go to trade shows again, to do the walk. Like, it takes a lot of energy, right, to be here, right?
Well, I mean, it's tough for the leg. Yeah. You need to talk a lot, entertain a lot of people, and, you know, your focus, you want to be respectful of every person coming to see you. You want So basically, it takes 100% of yourself.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great experience. I mean, you know, you get so much visibility in such a little time. No, that's the great thing about a trade show like this. No, I mean, we're very happy of being here and introduce our products, you know, introduce our brand, meet with the distributor, the potential importer from abroad, service provider, supplier.
So you have a bunch of reasons to be here, not just to sell into the trade, but you're trying to make all kinds of different relationships, right?
As a manufacturing company, we have all kind of need. We need to, of course, to sell our products, but we also need to produce them. We need equipment. We need the services. We need the laboratory testing. We need certification for our products. So all the key
distribution,
players.
Distribution, you need distribution. And
distributor, warehouse, cold storage services. So all these people are here today, you know, and they're all within 100 meters from you.
Right.
And if they don't come to you, we go to them.
Yeah.
And basically, we use the low time in front of the booth to visit other perspectives.
Yeah.
It's also an opportunity to see what your competitors are doing. We do market intelligence, survey new projects coming into the market, which one can, you know, add an impact on your projects, see how you differentiate yourself from your competitor,
right? Which is, it's been hard to do over the past couple of years, right? During the COVID year, it's hard to do on Zoom. It's just hard to get that assessment of the market, right?
Well, that was quite depressing, to be honest. I mean, we're a human being; we need human interaction, and coming to a show like that, it's very fulfilling. It's good to meet everybody. My distributor from Ontario fly all the way from Toronto to come here. They meet with us. We shake hands. You know, so it makes a big difference to feel the soul of the people in front of you.
Yeah.
And, look at them in their eyes and see how you connect, how you can help each other and make success, turn this business into a success, right?
Well, we jumped right in. Let's talk about this business. So tell me about the business you're in and what you make and tell me all about your products.
Well, Vivenda Boreal is a Quebec-based company, registered in 2020, in June 2020, and we're engaged in the fabrication of plant-based products that use fava bean as a source of protein. As you know, fava bean are manufactured in Canada, but they are not very often used in the manufacturing process. It's being used as a vegetable, bean for preparation of fresh product like soup mainly. It's produced largely in Quebec in Charlevoix and Lac-Saint-Jean region in central Quebec, but also in Manitoba, Brandon area, and also in Alberta. Okay. But it is exported raw without transformation. And this is very sad because
No value added, right?
Value added. It's like a commodity, and they sell that per ton at the lowest possible price.
Right.
But the good story about the fava bean is that of all the plant-based protein, it's one of the best quality protein you can find in the world. It contains more protein per portion of 100 gram than any other kind of plant. Okay, it has a higher percentage of fiber, It contains a lot of other minerals like iron and other products that are very good for human health. So what we decided, I create a group of in June 2020 of 30 investors, small investors, people putting $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 each. Okay, 30 of them to capitalize the company with a single vision of creating value-added products. So the first product that we created is a veggie burger that compete with Beyond Meat or Impossible Food. But it's not...
It's got that moisture to it that... That sometimes is lacking on some.
Yeah, you get the moisture, you have the umami taste, the crunchiness a little bit. Okay,
a little good mouth feel. All those
things.
The mouth feel
is fantastic. But what differentiates us from any other burger, I will say, is that we don't try to imitate meat. We are not a meat alternative. We don't try to be. Our burger are not red. Because the ground beef is red.
Right.
We are what we are. We think that consumers today are intelligent. They are educated. They read about the label, about the nutritional fact sheet, the list of ingredients. And they know that if it's not meat, there is something wrong.
There's a big ingredient deck behind
because
it.
Because how can you imitate meat in a non-natural manner? You know,
right, it's,
so we want to be... natural, 100% natural. We use only whole ingredients. We are not ultra processed. We are very simple. All our ingredients are gluten-free, biologic, and they come from a farm within a radius of 100 kilometers from our headquarters. So in that way, we have very low carbon impact on the environment. We support local community in small town, in the countryside. You know, in Canada, it's very difficult to sustain the life of the small town, right?
Yeah,
because everybody is moving to big city like Toronto, Montreal, Quebec City, or Winnipeg. And the town are being abandoned little by little. So it's important that we invest in our countryside. Today, there is a new generation in central Quebec of young men and women of 20, 25 years old who study in Toronto, in Montreal, and come back to build a business in the countryside because of the lifestyle, because of the pureness of the environment, the absence of traffic.
And you can still be connected now. It's not like it was when you and I were growing up. If you lived in a small town, it was a bit you were a bit disconnected. You can be very connected now anywhere in the country. Let me pull on one thread, though. Why Fava Beans? Why did you come back here? Off mic, you were talking about your background. So share a bit about your background and why you picked Fava Beans and why you came here. Tell me a bit of the origin story.
Well, basically, to make a long story short, because we could talk for hours about it with a nice beer or a cup of wine. Let's say that I was born in Quebec, studied in Toronto, did my BA in international studies, and I created a company, an investment firm that has office in Asia, in the Philippines, Indonesia, Hong Kong, Singapore, and also in Latin America. I did that for 15 years. Then I went into the coffee business for another 10 years. And in 2018, I decided to sell my coffee business in the Philippines. I have six children, and they have been educated abroad. And at that time, my father died in Canada, and I realized that my children doesn't know what's to be Canadian. It was important for me to come back to Canada and basically introduce them of my kid to learn French, because they didn't speak French at the time. Connect with their grandmother and...
With the roots, right?
With the roots, and play with the people in a small town and get their bicycle from the garage, go in the forest, fish a trout of 1 pound. And you know, it's the things that we do in the countryside in Canada that you cannot do in Manila, when in a city of 20 million people, okay?
Right.
So we did that in 2018. I was supposed to retire, and I noticed there was plenty...
You don't seem very good at retiring.
No, I mean, that was a stupid... It was stupid for me to think that I will retire, but it was a good move for me to try to do it, because at the end I discovered there were hundreds of fields of fava bean in the place where I live. And I asked the farmer...
Did you know about fava beans before this?
Yes.
Like growing up, you were aware of them?
Well, I knew the existence of fava bean. My grandmother cooked me a lot of fava bean soup when I was young, but I had no idea of the potential of the fava bean as a source of protein. And one day I met a friend who introduced me to this fava bean, and he showed me the potential, the true potential of that protein. And he said, this is unexploited wealth that we have here. And we see all this chickpea products and soya products, and people are getting fed up with the soya and so on. So I said, why don't we do something with that? And I did a bit of a study and research, because I'm good in that. That's my business.
Yeah.
I purchased a market study from the UK on plant-based products.
And you were familiar with making, you had a coffee business, so it's in the same category as, and you know how to make food and distribute food and do all those things.
Exactly. I had experience in growing food, in growing plant, and transforming them, packaging them, distributing them, and so I had a great experience in doing that. So I saw the potential in no time of the fava bean, and I said, okay, let's start.
I often find this in makers, it's an intersection of the personal and the professional. Yep. And what you're describing is very much that, right? All these things come together, the professional expertise, but the personal connection to the land and
exactly.
Back in Canada.
You know, when you're young, you're adventurous, you go left and right, and you try all kinds of things that seems not connected to each other. And then at the end of the day, they all come together in one project, and you say, wow, that's why I did that.
Because this is your project.
That's my project. That's my purpose. Become my mission.
Mm.
And you hear me, I'm passionate about it, I love it. And today I'm very happy. I created a team around me of professional from all over Canada. My commercial director is based in Calgary. We have a Quebec company who have a commercial director based in Calgary. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And that highlight the point that today with internet, email, cell phone, everything, you can work with anybody from anywhere in the world, get the best and the brightest around you. And that's what my role as a president of Aliments Boreal is, to bring the best people, the best food developer. I have Dr. Hassan Shadza, who is a PhD. He was born in Algeria, where there's a lot of fava bean there. He worked for 30 years in Canada as a low-paid employee, but he's a genius in the food business. And I offer him share in my business. Now he feels valued like never before, because he said, you're the first person who offered me share in the company. And I said, yes, because you deserve it, and you are 50 years old. I want you to retire wealthy. I don't want you to work like crazy all your life with no money for your whole days. You see? So for me, it's important that the people working with us feel good about themselves, acknowledge the value, the human potential of every person working around you, whether it is in communication or in distribution, in manufacturing, in quality control. Today, to be the king of something, you cannot be all by yourself. It's not a one-man
show. Too complex, right? It's too complex.
Yeah, life is very complex, and you need to surround yourself with the best.
And which you can do now. As you said, I have someone who actually works for me in the Philippines. She's fantastic, and but I couldn't do that 30 years ago. I couldn't imagine it, but I have that distributed team as well. So your addressable market gets much bigger, and you can, as you say, pull the right experts in the right places and build
exactly.
a team. Right?
So
like a Meccano set or like a Lego. You can
it all come together, piece by piece, and basically in that we do a circle. We come a show like that today, you see the result. People are experts from all the industry, from all over Canada, are here today. When they come in front of our booth, they taste our products, they look at our infography of our poster, they find it's professional, and they say, wow, this is very interesting, and you have been in business for only 2 years. Yes, because we have a good quality people around us.
Yeah, and you've got lots of experience building and creating businesses, which makes a difference, right?
Well, leadership is important in any business. You need a leader, somebody who inspire the other, who put them together, who pick up the pieces when something fall down.
Yeah.
But look, it's fun, okay, because I have that naturally. I've been doing that all my life.
Yeah.
And I think it's great for me at the end of my career to be in Canada, to be able to do that here in Canada, because I've been doing that for 30 years.
Elsewhere.
No, I want to make Canadians successful, especially in my region, in the countryside.
It's wonderful. It's great. So let's talk products. So you talked about a hamburger.
Yes.
I have in front of me what looks like a pudding.
Exactly, yes.
So tell me about this. Tell me about this product, and I'm going to try it.
Well, that's the new baby of the company.
Oh, okay.
It's a chocolate pudding made of fava bean, which is very rich in protein. If you go to the market, supermarket today, you will find the mousse pudding has an average of 3 to 4 grams of protein per portion of 100 grams. Vivanda Boreal pudding has 14 grams of protein, which is 4 times more than their usual products. And this is very good for...
So good. It's so good. It's delicious.
Well, it tastes good, and that's the starting point of any food product, right? I mean, whatever the quality, nutritional quality of product.
Smooth in the mouth, rich chocolate feel, doesn't feel heavy. It's delicious. Congratulations. This is really good.
It's not too sweet.
Not too sweet. Not overpowered. Not too
bitter as
not
well.
Not cloying. Yeah. You know, it doesn't cloy. You know, it's delicious.
Very good. I'm glad you like it. Mm. I mean, that's what we noticed today also in the last 2 days. Most customers and people passing in front of the kiosk who taste it, enjoy it. And but for me, to make a product, it's not on. I'm doing it as if I'm doing it for my own kid, right? I want my kid to be well fed. We win the contest, Dux, better eat, better life.
Yeah.
It's important today to provide quality products that makes the people more healthy, you know, and help them to get to keep their energy level high without using artificial products.
So. Now, where can I? Last couple of questions. Where can I find you? Where can people go? I'll put links in the show notes to take them to your website, but if they wanted to buy your products, where would they be found today?
Well, basically, the pudding is not commercialized yet. No. It will be commercialized starting August.
So I get the exclusive. Everybody listening, I'm having a pudding you can't have right now. It's very good, too.
Exactly. It's a primeur. This pudding will be available, I will say, mostly in supermarket for the retail level. Okay,
and maybe 6 months, a year from today.
From August.
From August,
yeah,
okay.
August 2022, and we have another version for the HRI, hotel, restaurant, institution, because one of the prime target are kindergarten for the kid.
Yeah.
Because the pudding during lunchtime, you know, it gives the energy to the kid without overfeeding them with sugar, you know, and become very jumpy, and you know, you can figure out the way it is, and then also for retirement home for old age people, hospital, and
very nutritious.
A patient in the hospital that need to recover from a surgery, you know, they can eat that. It's easy to you know, you don't need cut anything.
Don't need teeth. I mean, it's so smooth.
Exactly. So that will be perfect for the institutional account. Mm. And this morning I met with people from Ontario that wants to open the market for us there and the institutional account. But clearly the retail level, supermarket, Loblaw, IGA in Quebec, Metro, all the big chain, April supermarket also for the health food. These are all the target place we want this product to be available.
Right. And your burger and other products, where are they distributed today or where can I...
Our burger are available Quebec-wide in all the Metro supermarket because we signed a one-year exclusivity agreement that will end this May. Next month. Mm-hmm. After that, we open. We will be available starting next month with IGA.
Okay. And so the Metro's just in Quebec? Are you just distributed in Quebec right now?
It's just in Quebec, but we signed an agreement a few weeks ago with a company in Ontario that will make sure that within the next 6 months we'll be available all over Ontario, British Columbia, and the west of Canada.
That's great. Fantastic. Well, listen, it's a wonderful story. Thank you for sharing it with us. I wish you much continued success. It was great to meet you and hear the story. I mean, everything about the story is just fantastic. Coming back to Canada and... You know, I know fava beans. My wife is Portuguese.
Yes.
And I didn't really eat fava beans until, you know, I went to her parents' place and they made a fava bean stew, which was delicious. But fava beans were not known to me then. And I didn't even know how big and important they were in Canada. So it's been great. It's been great meeting you.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. And we're looking forward to meet you again with new products because we have a series of new products like hummus coming in. We have tofu made of fava bean coming out soon. We have a pâté made of fava bean. We have a protein supplement for the gym that will be coming out. We have an energy bar. So we have a list of 10 products coming in the market in the next few months.
Exciting days. Well, good luck with that. I wish you much continued success, and thanks again for joining me on the Food Professor podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us on this special bonus episode of the Food Professor. Stay tuned for plenty of great interviews from our podcast studio on the trade show floor in Montreal at CL, and stay tuned for our regular full-length episodes available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, wherever you enjoy your podcast today. Safe travels, everyone!